giving glory, honor, and praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the ministers and deacons and everyone on the call this morning. I count it a blessing to again teach and preach the Word of God. And again, if you would turn in your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, let us start reading at verse 1 on down through verse 13. First Corinthians chapter 13. And I will be reading from the New King James Version. Starting at verse 1, it reads, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." May God bless the reading of His Word. I want us to focus on these verses here for a short time this Valentine's Day, and I will be using the sermon title, "Love Is What Love Does." Love is what love does. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank You because You are love. And God, we thank You, Heavenly Father, that this country, as other nations, have set aside this day to celebrate love. God, I ask You, Heavenly Father, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart is acceptable in Your sight as we teach and preach Your word, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to not be just hearers of Your word, but doers of Your word. Help us all, Lord God, to not only say what love is, but to live what love is, because love is what love does. Thank You, O Heavenly Father, for this day that You have made. We can rejoice and be glad in it. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Again, as we all well know, today is Valentine's Day, and if there is probably any word that most people would associate with this holiday, it's the word love. We have our English Bibles that we read from, and we know that the original New Testament writings were written in Greek, but our English Bibles are a translation from the Greek writings, and we have throughout our English Bibles this word love. In English, we have really just one word for love. But the Greek language has a few words for the different facets of love. There is the Greek word phileo, which means a fraternal love. That is a love between friends and associates. This is where we get that word Philadelphia, which means brotherly love. And then there is that Greek word eros, which represents a romantic love. And that is a love that a husband and wife will have, or boyfriend or girlfriend will have. And then there is that Greek word agape, and it was the Greek word agape that Paul was using here in the first Corinthians chapter 13. because agape represents a godly unconditional love. Agape is a universal unconditional love, a love that persists regardless of the circumstances. Agape is not a conditional love where you love someone if they love you back. Agape is not based on whether someone even respects you. Agape is not based on whether even someone does something for you. Agape is not based on how someone makes you feel, because agape goes even beyond emotions. Agape is about seeking the best for others, even to the point of sacrifice, just as God has sought the best for you and me, even to the point of sacrifice. That's why agape is God's kind of love. Agape is the very nature of God, and that's where when you go to 1 John chapter 4, you will read there that it says that God is love. God is agape, and agape is God. And agape demands action. When people say that love is what love does, they're really talking about agape. Even Jesus said that, "I don't want just your words about loving me, I want your action." And that's why in John chapter 14, Jesus said, "Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me." And quite frankly, agape is where the rubber meets the road when it comes to our relationships, because agape goes above and beyond what is convenient and what is comfortable. Agape leads to an action that demands a loss to self in order to yield gain to another. And that brings us to our scripture here this morning in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Paul, he was writing to the believers in the city of Corinth, which is a city that no longer exists, but was located back then in the country of Greece. And the Corinthian believers, they were primarily Gentiles who had heard Paul's preaching of Jesus during his second missionary journey. The Bible covers Paul's coming to Corinth in Acts chapter 18. And although the Corinthians did not have the same Jewish background of Paul and the other apostles, they received the word and believed the gospel. And we know from Acts chapter 18 that Paul had been with this church in Corinth for over a year and a half before he left them to go on and establish other churches elsewhere. But in Paul's absence, the church had fallen into a number of problems. And some of these problems were great and some of them were small. But the biggest problem was that so many of them had a concern only about self-promotion and thinking primarily about themselves, without the regard for the uplift and betterment of their brothers and sisters that were sitting right there among them. And Paul was trying to get them to put love in action, to show them that love is what love does. So this is why in verse 1 of chapter 13 here that Paul said, in effect, "You may be a great speaker. You may have the tongues of both men and angels, but love is more than talk. There is no substitute for love in action. No matter how great your oratory, no matter how beautiful your speech, without love, you are simply a clanging cymbal." Paul goes on in verse 2, and he says, in effect, "You may have great spiritual gifts, but there is no substitute for love. No matter how great your gifts, without love, you are nothing." He goes on in verse 3, and in effect, he says, "You can give away everything you have, even your own life, but there is no substitute for love. No matter how great your sacrifice, without love, all that you sacrifice will profit you nothing." And then when you go on at looking at verses 4 through 7, Paul really, in effect, is saying really clearly that love is what love does. Because he says that agape love is patient and kind. Agape love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. Agape love does not demand its own way. Agape love is not being irritated by people. Agape love does not lead you to keep score when you are wronged. If you practice agape love, you will not rejoice about injustice, but you will rejoice whenever the truth wins the day. That really is what verses 4 through 7 are saying, in effect. Love is what love does. And at the end of the day, you see that agape love is a deliberate choice. That's why the Lord Jesus can command us back in Matthew chapter 5 to love our enemies. And he didn't command us to have a good feeling for them. He was commanding us to act in a loving way toward our enemies, to show them the love of God, and to show them a more excellent way, to show them that love is what love does. And so as I move to my conclusion and allow us all to go on to enjoy this Valentine's Day, Jesus said that the greatest commandment in the Old Testament was, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind." Then Jesus said that the second commandment was like unto the first, love your neighbor as yourself. Then he said, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Jesus was saying that if anyone understood and obeyed these two Old Testament commandments about love, the first, love God, and the second, love people, then that person will understand and fulfill everything that God was trying to teach mankind through his law in the Old Testament. That's because everything in the Old Testament, when it is properly understood, was about getting sinful man to become someone that first loves God and then second, and just as important, loves people with an agape love. And that's when you look at all those rules and regulations in the Old Testament, really what it was all about was trying to get sinful man to see that love is what love does. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 16, that God so loved the world, and it used the Greek word agape for love, that he gave his only son. It did not feel good to God to do that, but it was the agape thing to do. It was the loving thing to do. And this gift of love, Jesus Christ, didn't just talk about love. He did love. He lived love. Because love is what love does. When you and I live out this gospel day by day, really it's about knowing how love is what love does. It's because of love that God allowed our sins to be erased and allowed us to receive eternal life, because we truly believed in our heart and confessed with our mouth that Jesus Christ died on our behalf and rose again. It's because of love that we are commanded to go into all the world and let a dying world know that love makes the difference, to let that world know and show them by our own example that love is what love does. So I just want to close by saying, let us be motivated by love in our relationship with God. Let us be motivated by love in our relationship with our spouses and with our children, with all mankind, and be motivated by that agape love of God that will last forever. And when you do that, you can be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So let us live by love, because love is what love does. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, O God, we thank you for this day. God, we thank you for allowing us to acknowledge love. And Lord, I pray that though the world may recognize love in a very secular way, God, we just ask you, Heavenly Father, to allow us who are in the body of Christ to recognize not just what love is, but who love is. That love is you. And that love manifested itself on a cross 2,000 years ago. And that love went into a grave for us. And that love went, Lord God, from that grave and is now seated at the right hand of the Father, of you, Lord God. And that love is going to come back and bring us back to full, complete, eternal restoration with you. So God, we thank you for that agape love that runs from heart to heart, Help us, Lord God, to show the world what love really looks like. And help us, Lord God, to love each other in the way that you would have us to. Let us love our spouses, love our children, love our friends, love all mankind with the agape love that you have commanded us to love with, knowing that love is what love does. Thank you, Lord God. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, are our hearts and minds set before we close the service and go into this business meeting? Did anyone have anything that they wanted to share before we close? Well, with that, let's just close this portion in prayer, and then we'll go from there into our business meeting. Our Father in heaven, Lord God, we thank you for this time together. God, we thank you for allowing us, O Heavenly Father, to be able to experience your love in a way that only you can allow us to know it and to receive it, Lord. And God, I pray, O Heavenly Father, that as we go forth into this day and from beyond this day, Lord God, that we just remember the love that you have shown us and that we recognize, Lord God, our duty, our responsibility, our passion for showing the love that you have shown us, an agape love, a love that runs from heart to heart, a love that is not about just talk, but that is action as well, because love is what love does. So we thank you, Lord God, for this day that we have before us, Lord God. Allow us to enjoy it to the fullest. And God, we thank you for all of the praise reports and prayer requests, Lord God, that have been lifted to you. We thank you in advance, Lord God, for what you're going to do, and we thank you for what you have done. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for this time together. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.